And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 29th of March, 2011. It was on this day in 2004, the Republic of Ireland became the first country to completely ban cigarette smoking from the workplace, soon followed by Great Britain, which prompted the columnist A.N. Wilson to write, "My mind has turned to the great smokers of the past, to C.S. Lewis, who smoked 60 cigarettes a day between pipes, to Thomas Carlyle, whose wife made him smoke in the kitchen of their house in Cheney Row, but who is unimaginable without tobacco, to Robert Browning, who quickly adapted to the new cigarette craze. This attack on basic liberty, which was allowed through without any significant protest, might mark the end not merely of smoking, but of literature." And it was Oscar Wilde who wrote, "A cigarette is the perfect type of a perfect pleasure. It is exquisite and leaves one unsatisfied. What more could one want?" It was on this day, 1886, John Pemberton brewed the first batch of Coca-Cola in his backyard in Georgia. It was sold at a pharmacy in Atlanta in that same year as a patent medicine containing cocaine from the coca leaf and caffeine from the cola nut. It's the birthday of Amy Sedaris, born in Endicott, New York, 1961, grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, who has collaborated on several plays with her brother David Sedaris, including Stump the Host, Stitches, Incident at Cobbler's Knob, and the Little Frieda Mysteries, and author of a couple of books, a book of recipes and offbeat advice on hosting parties called I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. Amy Sedaris, who said, "I think it's good for a person to spend time alone. It gives them an opportunity to discover who they are and to figure out why they are always alone." Her most recent book, Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. It's the birthday of Eric Idle, the comedian and author, born in South Shields in the northeast of England in 1943, to Ernest, a tail gunner in the Royal Air Force, and a nurse named Nora. Ernest survived the war, only to die in a car crash on Christmas Eve, 1945, when the boy was 2 years old. He was sent off to boarding schools, where he was abused and bullied, went to Cambridge, joined the dramatic club there, met John Cleese and Graham Chapman, and became a member of the Monty Python troupe, wrote many of the musical numbers, including Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And it was Eric Idle who adapted Monty Python and the Holy Grail into the Broadway musical Spamalot. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, Chicory. Show me a piece of land that God forgot, a strip between an unused sidewalk, say, and a bulldozed lot rich in broken glass. And there, July on, will be chicory. Its leggy, hollow stems staggering skyward, its leaves rough, hairy, and lanceolate, like pointed shoes too cheap for elves to wear, its button blooms the tenderest mauve blue. How good of it to risk the roadside fumes, the oil-soaked heat reflected from asphalt, and wretched earth dun-colored, like cement, too packed for any other seed to probe. It sends a deep taproot, delicious boiled, is relished by all livestock, lends its leaves to salads and cooked greens, but will not thrive in cultivated soil. It must be free. Chicory. A poem by John Updike from Americana and Other Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.